Episode number 13 of the Mad Henry Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Ronnie Rodriguez. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about Henry gets mad when dad punishes him for fucking with music video submissions and then says his brain is nothing like a computer even if they do actually play his music video on MTV.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors. So please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot Door AI.
Henry Zebrowsky, and you are born in your station, and you cannot come out of it any way, shape, or form. Marcus Parks, because here's the problem, when the United States went to World War II, we still had horses, just as we had cavalry. Marcus Parks, a lot of people used the fact that Armstrong, the innocent, was so effective on the stage to get their way. He has one of rock and roll's saddest stories, and is arguably the hottest man in the history of the genre. The American Spy world, where he sorta just walked through it. Sure enough, says Ronson, the singer-songwriter SZA went on to be the hottest name in drop, the music everyone loved, even the ones that were not necessarily R&B, even if she was only singing those lyrics, she would still be the best MC Punch used to try and find ways to remedy all of the things that the singer-songwriter SZA used to be complaining about, but now she is just. I was pretty much able to spontaneously write songs right after listening to her third studio album, one time. It was as though I knew exactly what I was going to do next, like my songs were written. Before the release of his fourth studio album, The Angels and the Arts, Grimes described one of his forthcoming songs as a glam rock track inspired by David Bowie and Queen. In 2011, Grimes released five songs from her side of a 12-song split with Dion, Darkbloom. The album's second single, Oblivion, was named Best Song of 2012 by Pitchfork and was made into a music video co-directed by Emily K. Bach and Grimes, continuing the music video series for songs from his upcoming fourth album, which began with Flesh Without Blood and Life in the Vivid Dream. Grimes released Kill V Main music video on January 19, 2016, and the California music video on May 9, 2016. It received critical acclaim from music critics, being named the best new music by Jen Pelly from Pitchfork, calling it the best Grimes song since Visions. In February 2018, Grimes wrote on Instagram, "Well, not anytime soon, really." His critics' angle was very polite and did not mention that he had not made a good song since 1986 or something. His simpler songs still resonate, his production and arrangements emit a kaleidoscope of sounds, but somehow form one coherent image of the artist, fitting for an early man who wrote, performed, and produced his own records. Nothing about the songs is overly deep, but in balance, they probably have the least awkward lyrics of any hard rock group. Zeppelin has produced one highly melodic, rhythmically earnest, lyrically cryptic smart songs for all you nice girls and boys of rock and roll. Some bands sold zero records and were hugely influential, others sold so much, and played the PR game generally, and sucked at Hall folks especially, so well, that they got drafted, even if they were extremely derivative and flatly apologetic, did not write their own songs, built their act almost exclusively around lead singer's hair, and had nothing interesting to say. Like when the singer-songwriter SZA played Saturday Night Live at the end of fall, 6 months after the release of her debut album, Control. This time, SZA, the singer and songwriter, felt physical, SZA's vocals simply were not working. First, the guy that Ashley, a girl she liked, was making music with his brother, asked her to sing a song, so she gave it a try. Stevie Nicks launched her career with a prettier pop song than Blowin' in the Wind, both sides of that one right about now, and then spent the 70s making one devastatingly tight record after another with lyrics and music that were as unforgiving as they were tense. Otherwise, Mary Sue Molnar fears things are going to get much worse before they are ever slightly better. First on the list of things to do, says Mary Sue Molnar, must be some way of filtering out the non-dangerous and getting people who are not dangerous on it out of it. The uncertainty of what happens to Adam Walsh's bill has totally derailed efforts to figure out a way for people like Henry to request a waiver to get themselves removed from the Texas Sexual Offender Registry. Instead, at issue is whether Texas will move forward in 2011 to implement the Adam Walsh Child Protection and Safety Act, a federal law passed 4 years ago that will, essentially, require the state to once again expand its registry, making it all the more difficult for low-risk offenders, such as Henry and hundreds of others in the ranks of Texas VOTES, to get the opportunity to get off the registry.
Instead,
The growing body of research about the effects of broad-based sexual assault laws suggests that forcing thousands of people into registration over longer periods actually harms public safety. The charges were a fourth-degree felony in New Jersey, and through a plea agreement, Henry took this deal because he was told that he would receive prison time if he did not. He was given an 18-month suspended sentence, and was required to register as a sex offender with the police for 10 years. This is all for today, guys. My name is Ronnie and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Mad Henry Radio Show and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.